gentlemen, welcome to the Blake and Sal Show with Mark. For over 10 years, dominating the podcast world. Now sit back, relax, and get ready to have some fun. Let's welcome your hosts, Blake, Sal, and Mark.
Hello and welcome to the Blake and Sal Show with Mark, episode number 499. Well, that's weird to say. I am one of your hosts, Blake. Let me bring on my co-host. First of all, the biggest heel in podcasting, the man who, I love his shirt today, the Sting Street Fighter shirt today. I'm loving it. Sal, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Here's a...
Yeah, for the video side, yeah, for the video side.
A little close up there.
Yeah, there you go. Very cool. And I always have to give a little bit of shit. Our other co-host, the man, the myth, the legend, the man who for about, oh, it looks like he's on the phone actually, so I can't even, I don't know if he's even going to hear me. But the man, the myth, the legend, the guy who a year ago, we go and say, we need a new vacuum cleaner in this house because it isn't working. And then suddenly, because he's doing more cleaning around the house because I'm not able to, goes and says, I think we need a new vacuum. Mark, he will be here in a minute, because he must have got a phone call during the introductions. That's fine. It happens.
Let's all stare at my big brother mug while we wait.
Oh, look at you with the big brother mug. Look at you. All fancy. So, well, actually, while we're waiting, what's the introduction we're playing here?
We are playing the theme to no other than the Ring General Guta.
Yes, not even exaggerating, the... longest running greatest Colorado champion of all time. Like,
that's right.
Let's just be honest here. Like, it really is nobody like him. Like, let's be honest here.
That's right.
So, and by the way, I don't know if you didn't see Raw this week. The promo between him and Sammy was fantastic, because Gunther is being like, "You can't beat me, so fine." And then, like, I loved it. It was such confident. It was a great moment. Like, I'm being a confident asshole. Great. Sammy's like, I could beat you. Look into my eyes. I could beat you. And then in the background, this weird, like, Chad Gable thing, where it's like Chad Gable telling Sammy you can't beat Gunther based on how you wrestle.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, a little element here. So,
okay.
Well, we'll get more into wrestling stuff in a few. We'll get some plugs out of the way. First of all, I know I am available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and REC Publishing, available in English and in Spanish, and go eventually. I don't know when they're going to get around to it, but eventually they'll be back. The Mandy Show, available on all podcasting platforms. More importantly, Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, we will be live at 12 noon Central Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, for our 500th show and our 11th anniversary show. I have some stuff planned. I got to work on some stuff. I have the time, too, so it's not like I don't have the time. It's just I have to sit and actually, like, draw out what I want to do. I have ideas in my... The problem is I have ideas in my brain. It's just actually, you know... writing them down and actually doing them. You know what I mean? Like, actually making them work. You know what I mean? On paper. Does that make sense? You know?
That's dangerous.
Yeah, like, but you know what I mean, though? Like, you know how sometimes I have a game idea, but then it's actually, you know, making it a podcast game than just, like, something you see on TikTok. It's one of those things. You know what I mean? Like, so, all right. Looks like he's off the phone. Let's actually do a proper introduction for the man, the myth, the legend, Mark Dead. How you doing?
Doing great.
Hit the problem.
Indeed.
Here's the funny part is, okay, so this is a Zoom problem. Nothing to do with that. He screams so loud, the Zoom line cut him off, but I can hear him in the next room. That was a funny part about that. No, I have zero clue who actually heard that scream, but, like, I heard it in the next room. That was very funny.
Oh my god.
So that was very funny because Zoom, we were so loud that Zoom cut you off. that was hysterical.
Fuck you, Zoom.
Oh man, that was really great.
The scream heard across the room.
So, all right. Let's actually get right into things. We're not going to spend a whole lot of bullshit time today. And I told, as I was saying, this
bullshit
is going
to
be. Well, here's the thing. And I'm going to be honest with people. We're not
going. Okay, go ahead.
Let me tell people. They're cutting me off.
Okay.
In years past, we have sat here and we'll break down all the detailed stuff that happened in all the WWE programming around the main season. Last year, we went away with that. We went away from that. And we're like, okay, when WrestleMania week comes, we'll get into all the storylines. We'll do that again this year, because then we don't have to sit here for 2 hours and go over stuff we're going to go over again in 2 weeks. There's just no point.
Right.
But as we will be talking some WrestleMania stuff later, I have some clips and some fun stuff we can go through. But we're not going to go through every little detail. But before we get into all that, it's been a while. It's been a while. Because people have actually been pretty nice to us, or just not commented at all. Like, this is one of those things, like, some people losing the attitude of, you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything. Well, last week, Sal went on this whole tangent about Cody Rhodes, like he does. And I had to put the clip up.
Fuck Cody Rhodes.
Of Sal just being a great heel moment, saying that he wants to see Cody get injured in a ring. It made me laugh. Something I have to include the clip. It wasn't even on the Blink of Sal side. It was on my personal TikTok and on my personal social media. Because it just made me laugh. You know what I mean? So I put this clip up. And all of a sudden, I get some notifications, some comments. I'm like, oh, yay, material for the show. Yay.
You know, that's because we say, hey, leave a comment or a voicemail or whatever, and now you got something.
So the first thing comes up, and I kept this up on my TikTok because it made me chuckle because it was so stupid. This is the comment. It was, I can smell these three BOs through the phone. I almost threw up. Really? That's the best you got? That's the best you got?
Well,
what are you like, five?
Well, let me tell you something, brother.
Brother.
Mister, I don't have a picture because I'm so fugly. I bet your BO.
Rich?
I bet your BO is worse than a garbage truck on a hot summer day.
You have to understand this person.
Grinch
basically thinks that when he has BO, it's like an aphrodisiac, like musk.
Oh god damn
so
it.
He falls in love with himself.
So that was funny. You're right, Sal, though. Without a picture on it, it's even funnier. Not even a picture on it, that makes that joke even funnier.
That's right.
But then, okay, fine. That's that. That made me laugh. So like about a couple hours later, I get a notification on my phone from TikTok. I'm like, uh-oh. Here we go. This is where the fun begins. So somebody responds to this funny ass rant. Nothing to do. Like, my brain, you just take the clip out of context. It's just funny. It's just very funny. So then somebody responds with, and it's been a while since we've gotten this one, WWE's fake y'all. LOL.
Thank you, Roman Reigns.
Well, what the fuck, guys?
Who plays hockey.
Like, come on now.
What picture is that?
I have no idea. But I think it might be a hockey player. But like, what's funny about it, I'm like...
Oh, it's Sidney Crosby. Go figure.
Wait a minute. So you're telling it's an ugly picture?
Well, it's Sidney Crosby. So take it for
of a loser.
It's an ugly picture.
Take it for what it's worth.
Of a loser.
All right.
Anyway, so that's the response. So I was... for those who haven't realized with me, I have no filter since I got out of the hospital. I have, like, no filter. I have zero.
No.
But worse than normal. You guys know I don't have much of a filter, but it's worse than normal since I got home from the hospital.
Okay.
And I decided, fuck it. I'm going to have a load of fun. And I went heavy on the sarcasm on the response. And this is my exact response. If you go on my personal TikTok, you'll see it's still there. I'm like, OMG, I'm so glad you told me. Only been a wrestling fan for over 20 years, so I would have never known it was a stage show for their entertainment. Thank you so much. And the guy responds with no problem. I think he realized, oh, fuck. It went up there because I don't think you were on that week where his dad got attacked for living in his parents' basement.
For comments.
Yes. That reminded me of.
Does this person... Yeah, like, understand sarcasm?
I have a feeling he did, because he didn't respond. There's an actual response. Because I think if he didn't, there would have been more to this. I have a weird feeling.
At least he understands sarcasm. Critch understands nothing in life.
No.
Except basically smelling himself.
But yeah, I had to bring that up.
A decomposed body probably smells better than Critch. Just saying.
So rotten eggs probably smell better than Critch then.
That should be the name of our show. And then rotten eggs better than Critch.
Right. Rotten eggs are better than Critch. ...
No comments. Nothing of respond to that whatsoever. That's the best part. So, well, that's that. I just wanted to share. I wanted to share that with people. That made me laugh. If you, like I said, go on there. Make comments. Well, give us fucking material. I have no problem with that. Give us some material. Have some fun with us.
And you guys just did that. How about that?
Give us a couple of minutes of material. I'm not going to ever complain about that. By the way, I do want to say that last week's Sal talking about Drew's character got us almost 1,000 views on TikTok. So that was a nice surprise.
Oh, wow.
That was a nice surprise last week. So, very cool.
Good job.
That was over like a week span. So, it was pretty cool. Very nice. So, I just clicked on the Blake Chesswell TikTok page. It's over 1,000 views from last week. So, there you go.
Okay. That equals like 6 years worth of lessons for us.
Sometimes it feels like it. It really does. Sometimes it feels like it.
So does that give us like 0.2% in the ratings?
Oddly enough, higher than oddly enough, better ratings than Rampage.
And more than NWA Power.
Well, that didn't get rating. It's not an app. It didn't count.
Don't forget that Rampage is live immediately following Dynamite tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well, people are going to hear us on Friday. Yeah. But yeah, right. It is right. It's going to be weird to be a 3-hour AEW block because it is the NWA tournament. So, oh, by the way, before we get into wrestling, you just reminded me because I was going to bring this up, but you mentioned the NCAA tournament. So we're not going to get into the brackets because by the time people hear this, it's going to be the whole first full day is going to be over. So there's no point in getting into that. But did anyone hear about this team Wagner on Tuesday night? What happened here with this team? So Wagner, they're now in the tournament. They had a play-in game on Tuesday night against Howard.
Okay.
Fine, whatever. We have these four play-in games for the last four spots. It's fine. Well, they are 17-15. They're a 16 seed play-in tournament. They won their division to get this far. Cool. Here's the key part. They, because of injuries that have happened throughout the season, they have 7 active players on their roster.
Oh.
They won on Tuesday night to advance to the tournament. With 7 players.
So,
wow. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, exactly. They won. I'm like, what? They actually pulled this win off with 7 players?
So, from here on out, you can't have any more injuries.
But I'm like, I was impressed. I'm like, I know they're going to get killed in the first round. Like, I don't know when this game is especially happening Thursday or Friday because I didn't look yet. But, like, 7 players to advance in the tournament is pretty damn impressive.
Yeah. Hey, did you guys hear the other thing, too, that some people are using AI to do the brackets for them?
Why not?
So they can get the winner?
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's cheating, man.
That's not new. That's not a new thing.
That's
you ever
true.
Hear of Dad? Forever, as long as there's been online brackets, before AI became a phrase that we all complained about, there's always been autofill brackets. This is not new. This is not a new thing. There's always been autofill brackets. Like literally, you can go on your ESPN app right now. Well, by the time people hear this, it's going to be too late. But like on ESPN and CBS Sports, I do CBS Sports because it's free. Mm-hmm. You go and make your brackets. You can make your own or you can have them fill it. It's always been like that. That's not new.
Or is it just lazy because you don't want to pick teams?
Or it's just you have to have 2 brackets. You have your one you made and the one they made for you. There's nothing wrong with that. That's how it's always been. That's not new.
Well, we have both Wisconsin and Marquette in the dance, so we'll see what happens.
Yes. So, all right. That's that. Let's do this.
And now, let's get into the crazy world of professional wrestling!
All right, first things first, for those listening, obviously, Friday morning, watch SmackDown tonight. Me, Mandy, and CJ will be there, and we have damn good tickets, and we will be on television because of where our seats are. So,
yeah.
We got these tickets back in December at our at the last show. I got back in October when we were at the last show before Crown Jewel. And we got fantastic seats, literally dead camera, dead on. You'll see us where we are. Like, you will see us. And we have signs. Yeah. We have everything. We made signs for the show. Like, we will be on television, so watch SmackDown. You will see us. Like, it's just straight
my,
up here.
My understanding, too, it's a sold-out show.
Oh, God damn it. Yeah. It's going to be the 10th straight TV sellout for WWE. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a big deal. And I'm laughing.
Wonderful.
I'm laughing because we always joke about Roman Reigns' schedule, right? We always joke about it. Never said something. This is the third straight show in Milwaukee Roman Reigns will be at. Third straight. I was like, that's hysterical to me. Like, Roman Reigns is coming in and loves coming to Milwaukee. It cracked me up. It's been cracking me up for ages.
It must be the cheese.
No, I think it's the bratwurst.
Maybe. Maybe.
The brat.
But yeah, that made me laugh. I told that to Mandy. I'm like, the you know, because they announced it. They announced it last week that he was going to be here. I'm like, wait, Roman is coming to Milwaukee again? Like, it surprised the hell out of me too. Like, what?
Well, it's the road to WrestleMania.
I know, but Rock's not going to be here. Roman will be here, so that's pretty cool.
Who?
Well, we'll get to Rock.
Okay,
we'll get to him later. Trust me, we have a lot to say about the Rock later. We'll get there.
Okay.
But no, I'm dead bad, and then I'm not upset the Rock's not going to be here. I'm not upset about this at all. Like, I'm actually more intrigued to watch the Roman Cody stuff than I am a Rock right now. And we'll get more into that later.
Okay, doogie.
So a little follow-up from last week.
I love that we still use that.
I know. This is literally since, like, the first month of the show. We're still using it 11 years later. one of the last, like, running gags from 11 years ago.
Well, that
was two computers ago for me. Like, I was two computers ago.
It's either that or so I go, and now here's the news.
But I'm saying, like, it's been two full computers ago since I said it, since I made that clip.
Well, when you put it that way, it's even funnier.
I had a computer crash and lost show files that I still have.
Back when you had Windows 9.
I'm just saying, though, it's just funny. I literally had a computer crash and lost episodes of our show. Yet, I still have that.
It's like Twinkies during an apocalypse. It just doesn't go away.
You go.
So a follow-up to last week, you were talking about Tingo. He had an injury. Apparently, he has an injured knee, required surgery. We talked about last week. He has officially vacated the AAA Mega World Championship.
Vacant is the new champion.
Again, greatest, once again.
The greatest wrestler that ever lived.
So, ended the reign at 833 days.
Which that sucks.
Absolutely insane. Especially because Kingo was defending it all over the world. Legitimately defending this title everywhere. Yes. All the time. Yeah. Extremely, right. This is one of those reigns where it's like, it sucks it ends like this. Like, it really does suck because he legitimately defended the title everywhere. And they had to change some matches on WrestleMania weekend because he was set to defend the title on multiple shows on WrestleMania weekend. So, like, they had to change a whole bunch of stuff up.
Now, where did he get hurt? Did he get hurt on AEW television?
I think in a Triple A show. I think in a Triple A show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But shit happens. I mean, things happen. You get hurt. And,
Well,
and what's interesting, good.
With his moveset that he does, if you watch him, it's kind of like something like this was bound to happen.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it did. And the guy, for his moves and abilities and doing everything, he's a good frontman for AAA. And unfortunately, he's going to be sidelined with an injury. And now someone needs to step up and take his place.
So what's interesting is, I expected, because the last time they did this, so it was funny, you go to Wikipedia, I wanted to make sure I got the days right for his title reign. Go to Wikipedia, and what's hysterical about the Wikipedia page, it's like, here's all these champions, not vacated anything, and then you have Kenny Omega, long-ass reign, vacated due to injury. By Kingo, long-ass reign, vacated due to injury.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
It was very interesting. But anyway, so, They're like, what do we got to do here? So randomly at a Triple H show the other day, I'm not a Triple H viewer. I just follow things. If things pop up on my Instagram, on my Twitter page, it happens. You know what I mean? This is how I find out about Triple H stuff. So all of a sudden, randomly, Nick Nemeth pops up in Triple A. I don't know why he's in Triple A. Zero clue why he's in Triple A. Then again, I don't know why.
I can tell you why.
Why?
Because he's going to win the title.
Well, Nick Nemeth is in the ring, and all of a sudden, apparently he gets confronted by Alberto El Patron.
He's still alive?
Apparently. And for some reason, I don't know why, they're having a title match at Triple Mania 37. I wonder if the guy would know Roman numerals. 37. Monterey.
You are correct. 37.
For the vacated title. The last time we did this, there was an eight pack challenge that was before, after a tournament and a qualify. Here, having a one on one match between Nick Nemeth and Virtual Patron.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, would they even have enough time to do a tournament?
I don't know. I figured do something on WrestleMania weekend or something. And I mean, you have that weekend. You have shows you can work on that weekend and do something, but like, apparently, I'm going to do that.
TNA has allowed him to do this?
What do you mean, TNA? Oh, Nick Nemeth. This motherfucker. Yes. Can I say this motherfucker is everywhere? So,
yes.
For those who...
He's living his best life.
So, for those who know, traditionally, me, Dad, and John will sit down and do our pre-WrestleMania weekend stuff that's not WWE-related. And I've been working on that quietly in the background. And once a week, I'll sit and I'll go through the cards and I'll update this little thing we put together. Once a week, I'll sit down. In the last 3 days, updates have been coming in. And Nick Nemeth is literally on, like, 5 shows now on WrestleMania weekend. All over the collective. He's doing other things. He's out fucking Bloodsport. I'm like, what are we doing? Like, what is happening? He's a New Japan champion.
He's doing New Japan.
He's a champion in New Japan. He's main eventing Impact on TNA's pay-per-view next month. I'm like, what is going on? Like,
all I can say about Nick right now...
I give him credit. Like,
is he's getting all these airline miles on his card. So that way he'll earn a free trip to wherever he wants to go when he gets some time off.
I was like, I'm impressed. Because like I said, he's made eventing TNA pay-per-view next month. And I'm like, this is insane, this man. But like I said, he's living his best life and having a game good time. I can't complain. But it's just interesting. So,
I mean, his work schedule lately is just
insane.
Wow, off the charts.
Mm-hmm. So, and you know what? The rest of the matches I've seen on TNA, he's been really good. So I can't even say bad things about him. The matches he's had every year were really good. So that's that. Speaking of the collective, a WrestleMania weekend.
Okay.
This one I did not see coming. Did not see this one coming.
Okay.
Randomly, the other day, GCW put out a tweet apparently saying there's some big important news coming out for the collective. But again, I'm not on Twitter all the time anymore. So
and they were downplaying that's for sure.
but they said that. And I'm like, okay, I'm not on Twitter enough to know what's going on. But I go on Instagram randomly, and all of a sudden, GCW puts up a post saying, Shayna Baszler is going to be at Bloodsport. What?
Whoa, pump the brakes. So, I take it that maybe this is a sign?
Well, apparently, Josh Barnett, who runs Bloodsport, called Paul Levesque and asked if he can use Shayna Baszler, and he said, sure.
She ain't doing nothing that week.
And he didn't even put up a fuss?
No! Didn't make a big deal out of it. He said, go ahead, go do your thing. But here's the kicker. So this gets announced for Bloodsport. By the way, Bloodsport is already sold out. This show is already sold out before this announcement. So they didn't need this. They didn't need this. As long as they needed it to sell tickets, this show's already, it's one of the first DCW shows that sells out every year. So it's not a big thing. They didn't need this. It's like last year, the show was set out and suddenly John Moxley's on the show. Same thing happened last year. They didn't need Moxley. Moxley wanted to do the show. You know what I mean? Like, so Baszler's not, I'll be with you. So then, during Raw, the announcement comes out because it's a great time to do a WWE centric announcement during Raw. Very smart on DCW's part. They put up a Mac graphic that I did not expect either. Shayna Baszler will be facing TNA Wrestling's Masha Slamovich.
Wow. So WWE versus TNA
on a GCW show.
Okay. Only in America, folks.
Who saw that one coming? There was no way. Last week we went off the air and I saw that one coming.
I mean, should we read into this or not?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I think it's cool. I think it's a really cool thing. Didn't expect it. You know, it's a really cool thing to do. Good on Triple H.
Is this Paul's way of basically kind of like putting a foot in the door to other organizations that he may want to work with in the future?
That's not a bad idea. Look at what happened with the Royal Rumble and TNA.
There you go.
Like, it's a smart move. I mean, it's very, very smart. By the way, the other match they announced, we're talking about Nick Nemeth. Nick Nemeth versus Speedball Mike Bailey is happening at Bloodsport.
Oh.
Holy crap.
Which I did not. Okay, I have never watched Bloodsport. I'm not a big MMA person, so I've never watched Bloodsport. I'm going to have to watch fucking Bloodsport this year because of these matches they keep announcing. Like, it was not on my original, like, list of matches I was going to watch. But I'm going to have to watch this damn show because, like, the Spring Break lineup's coming out, and the Spring lineup's not that good. So maybe I'll replace Spring Break this year with Bloodsport because I didn't watch.
Speedball Mike Bailey has, wow, he stepped up his game, so yeah. It's going to be a great match.
Exactly. So that was a nice surprise that came out also on Monday. That announcement came out. Like, okay, sure. All right. We'll do that match too. So, okay. This is going to sound like a Mad Lib. I swear this is a real thing that happened, but it really sounds like a Mad Lib. This video, I'm like, this sentence sounds like a Mad Lib, but it really happened. Here we go. Matt Cardona lost a match at I think it was Rev Pro. I don't know what company it was, but it didn't matter. Lost a match to Paul Walker Hauser thanks to Bully Ray throwing Matt Cardona through a flaming table.
See, like, that whole sentence means nothing to me, so I need a little context.
Paul Walker Hauser and Matt Cardona have had, like, an online feud going on for the last 6 months.
Okay.
And it involves, like, Paul Walker Hauser didn't win an Emmy or something like that, and, like, Matt Cardona tried to steal it, and, like, all this kind of stuff going on.
Oh, he's an actor?
Yeah, he's in Cobra Kai and things like that. Like, he's a big deal.
Oh.
He's a big actor. Okay. He won an Emmy and everything. Like, it's a big deal.
Okay,
like,
so now that makes sense.
It's a big deal. Like, it's a very big deal.
Okay.
Like, the fact Paul Walker Hauser did a wrestling match is surprising as it is. Like, it was really surprising they actually went along with this match as it is. But the fact that it was an indie show, number one. And for some reason, Bully Ray got involved. I have no idea why. It made no sense to me. I do plan on watching it because it's on Fight TV. If you have your Thriller TV package, which I already purchased to watch the collective and everything, it's part of that. So I don't have to pay extra to watch this match. I'm going to actually go on my way and watch this match eventually. That's how I had a chance to watch it this week. Because I had appointments and everything this week. Before, I was planning on watching it before this show, but I had appointments and everything, so I just haven't had a chance to go back and watch it yet.
Yeah.
So... A flaming table.
Yeah, like, I said it was so damn funny. I'm like, I said it to Manny, I'm like, this is going to sound like Mad Lib, but this really happened. Like, this really, really happened.
Did Bully kind of say, hey, Paul, get the table?
Like, I have to watch this back. I have to watch this in context because it looks absolutely hysterical when I see the video. Like, this is so stupid. Like, why is this a thing that happened? All right, moving on. Last week we ended the show talking about this, but now that it actually has happened, we can actually discuss it for real. Mm-hmm. Mercedes Moné debuted on Big Business in AEW this past Wednesday.
Vox. And I was correct about the awful hair.
Yes, you were terrible hair. But yes, I will say the outfit worked. The outfit was really cool. Like, the actual outfit was awesome. The hair was terrible. But,
And how do you see anything out of those glasses? It was like all... There was, like, no lens.
Well, did you happen to... Like, think about his right. Think about Jey Uso currently wearing those Yeet glasses. I have zero clue how he sees anything out of those either, so... zero clue how he does that.
Yes.
So, he does full entrance in wearing those, and I have no idea how.
I am listening to her theme music, and it says CEO, but some people basically mistake it as CD Ho.
Sal, comment?
You
had nothing.
We thought we heard CD as in, you know, compact disc. Ho as in slut.
Oh my
god. So we heard CD Ho.
I will say though, Mandy thought it was funnier that it was CD Ho, which made her laugh really hard. So
can we just say Ho? Ho?
But yeah, the CEO, Mercedes Moné is now in AEW. I gotta admit, people were complaining. At least 3 years. The contract's ridiculous. Absolutely fucking ridiculous. Can I say something about this? People like the music. People complaining about the music. I'm like, it's better than the crap they had in New Japan. That music in Japan was terrible. Like, oh my god, it was bad. You didn't hear it sound. It was one of the worst theme songs I've heard in a long, long time for a major star. It was like all of a sudden it was like all it was a beat, random change dropping, and then you hear money. That was it. That was the whole song. That was it.
Like, I gotta see if this is.
It is so bad. It was so terrible.
It's not even like Shane's music. Here come the money.
At least that's catchy and fun. But like, it was so bad. I'm like, this is terrible. Like, what? Why? Who approved this? Like, and the funny part is, you do this right after like your Okada's awesome theme music with that money and everything, like that awesome music he has. Like, no, but this is like, it was bad. But what do you think? What did you think of Mercedes Moné's debut in AEW? Dad, go ahead.
Who, me?
Oh, whoever. Whoever wants to start, go ahead. Well, I'll have to look this up too. So whoever wants to start, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I miss the days when things would happen and you had no fucking clue. Because that would have been a huge pop. You know,
like Okada.
I mean?
Like Okada's debut.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't see that coming. I didn't see that one coming. That was a big surprise.
So I get it. They wanted to sell it out and make a big deal. I get it. I do. But I don't know. It was just like, meh, okay, there she is. And then after hearing about the contracts, let me tell you.
That was awful.
Not worth it.
Ten.
He is not worth that kind of money.
What
I'm
was it? Ten
sorry.
Million? What was it like? 10 million? Like it was something.
10 million.
Yeah, I'm gonna look it up. I do have saved
for 3 years guaranteed.
Let me get it up. I do have the actual numbers. Maybe one.
Well,
second.
Actually, no. I think it's 10 years. 10 million for five.
I found it. So here we go. Contract reported $10 million a year. 3 to 5
a year.
$10 million a year. $10 million a year. For 3 to 5 years with an opt-out option after 3.
She is not worth $30 million.
She got a Rock deal?
This is bigger than any women's wrestler in the history of the company combined, some people. People in WWE don't have this combined number.
The other thing I heard with her contract is she has less working days than, I guess, the entire roster. And that's why they're calling it a Rock deal, because it's
like, I can't
believe
it. I just regret it just now.
What she wants.
But here's the best part, and Sal said the number, it's not worth it. So they have this whole hype.
She's not worth that kind of money, I'm sorry.
So we have all this hype, right? All the big hype over her return. Everyone knew she was coming. Everyone knew she was going to be there. And then the ratings didn't even go up. The ratings did not even go up at all. Like, it's bad.
This theme is ridiculous.
Oh, here we go. Here. I got it.
Okay.
Money. Money.
That is ridiculous.
Money.
No, that was the New Japan music. That was the New Japan music.
Aussie.
So bad. Like, I told you it was worse. I told you it was terrible.
So
I wasn't exaggerating.
Contract. I think CD Ho does make more sense.
Oh my lord.
So she's shipping out that money.
I know I'm a hater, but like, she's not worth that money. I'm sorry.
Let's see
she's
who
so injury
today.
Prone. Oh god, injury prone too. Like, come on.
No, I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you. She's not worth $10 million a year. She's not at any level. Like,
I'm sorry, Tony, but
wait. What was he paying CM Punk?
I don't remember. I can look it up real fast. I don't think that number came out. I don't think that number ever actually came out. Let me look. I will look right now. But I don't remember.
Why do I think she's getting paid more than CM Punk?
I don't think she's getting more than Okada. I don't think she's getting more than Okada.
No, probably close.
No, Okada's not getting paid that. He's not getting paid that. Like, he's not.
No. I
Okada's like $3.5 million. Okada's like $3.5 or $4 million a year.
Yeah.
For Okada.
Yeah, that I remember.
And that came from Tokyo Sports. And that came from
like
Tokyo Sports.
Billion.
Yeah, that came from Tokyo Sports.
Translated to like a billion yen or whatever.
What is it that Tony sees in her that he thinks that she's worth that much?
Because he just wanted to take her away from WWE, I think. I think that's what it is. Give her an amount of money that she would be stupid to say no to, that WWE would definitely not pay her.
Well, yeah.
Just to say that he has her.
I mean, we'll look at it this way. Okay.
Oh, my God. Money. Sorry. I just heard something. The elite, the elite members, the people that founded this company,
right,
are only getting paid $3 to $6 million a year. Compared to Mercedes Monet. I just found that stat. I'm sorry. Like, what the fuck?
How come Matt and Nick aren't throwing a hissy fit?
I could not. I did not know that. Nicholas,
get it right. Get it right.
I'm sorry.
Matthew and Nicholas.
So let me get straight. She's getting paid more money than the founding members.
Okay, here we go. I found it. I found something. I can't find CM Punk salary, but I found AEW's numbers. I don't know how official these are, but here we go. According to this, before Mercedes and before Hangman, before Ospreay, Ospreay's on here, but Okada's not. So before Okada's on here too. According to this average salary, Hangman is actually the most at $2.5 million a year. And then Adam Cole and Kenny Omega, and then Bryan Danielson, Mox, and Okada. This is average, not like per year. This is average contract. And then Punk, well, Punk was at Punk and MJF paid the same.
2.5?
2.35 million average contract.
Okay.
Wow.
And then Jericho and Ospreay, and then Copeland.
So,
this is before
and she's worth five times more than them.
Yep. That's what we're getting at here.
Okay, wow. She's getting more money than anyone else on the roster, period.
How much does Roman Reigns get paid?
I don't know. I can look it up real fast. But like,
because I can guarantee
and,
you
and,
know
C- close and you know what? To your point, though, where CM Punk is different, CM Punk, at least, CM Punk led to, like, the fucking, TV company, fucking, the fuck the name of the company?
Right.
Yeah, they actually giving them, AEW more money for TV rights. Like, Punk led to that, like, to their credit. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
By the way, so
the return on him was better,
a lot better. Right. By the way, it looks like Roman Reigns, highest paid wrestler in WWE by far, his net worth is $20 million, and it's worth $5 million a year. That is the highest contract in WWE. A regular wrestler, not including Rock.
She's getting more than Roman Reigns.
Double than the longest reigning champion we've had in the modern era.
Tony, were you drunk and or high when you did this? Because I'm sorry, she ain't worth that much unless, of course, she's doing something else on the side. I'm not saying she is.
Don't go there. Let's not go there with all this stuff going on WWE. Let's not go there.
Right. But my thing is, she's not worth the money because doesn't have...
She's not worth the Monet.
She doesn't have that it factor that you need her to have. I mean, I look at her like a light bulb. She's bright when she starts, but then she burns out real quickly.
Well, there you go. Well, we'll obviously get more into Mercedes as we get closer. As we get more to things, the pay-per-views and all that kind of stuff next month. I will say it's interesting that they didn't push her right to the main event, that she's like feuding with like Julia and Willow, which is in that little feud now. That's interesting to me. Like, they didn't push her right to the main event. They didn't replace Deonna Purrazzo with her instead. Like, they didn't do that. Like, I appreciate that at least. You know, like,
I would think she would have gone after Chris.
It's the same storyline, really, because Statlander and Willow and Julia. And kind of they're all in the same storyline. So at least that makes sense. It's weird that Mercedes is a mid-carder right now. Because, like, Tony Storm and Deonna Purrazzo.
At $10 million.
Yeah, and Thunder Rosa and all them are in the main event scene. Like, it's weird. Like, it's really strange.
Not at $10 million.
Exactly. Combined, they're probably not worth $10 million.
The other thing that just came in the mind is, think of someone like Britt Baker. Now, she's going to go knocking on Tony's door going, well, if Mercedes gets $10 million a year, I want 15.
Like, it's really weird. And then, you know what's interesting? You remember back in WCW days where, like, people like Kevin Nash and all them had, like, in their contracts. And,
the guarantee contracts?
Yeah. Well, remember, though, in their contract, they had a clause. A bunch of them had a clause saying, if someone gets paid more than me, then my contract goes up. I wonder if anyone in AEW has that.
I That'd be interesting.
I wonder. I don't know, but it's just something I thought about after talking.
And the other thing is, do they have creative control on their character?
I don't know what's funnier. I think Bryan Danielson probably does. Cause that's probably why he has all these weird dream matches for no reason. Collision, although he's selling, I don't watch Collision regularly, but Collision, if you watch the first half hour of a Collision every Saturday, every week, it's the Bryan Danielson fantasy camp. The first half hour of Collision every Saturday. For every week, Bryan Danielson, even with his stupid Eddie Kingston, but every half hour, first half hour of Collision was Bryan Danielson versus, I want to face this Japanese legend. I want to face this guy. And while I have zero problem with that at times, like for instance, this past week, out of nowhere, we ended up with Bryan Danielson versus Shibata. Unexpected. That match was fantastic. No way in hell did I say that would have ever happen. So I'm happy that match happened. That's the first half hour of Collision's been the last like month or two.
How about Bryan Danielson versus Josh Barnett?
Intriguing. But like, I did not expect to see Shibata Danielson on my television screen in 2024. Like, that no way in hell that I'm going to watch that match.
I have a feeling Tony's saying yes only because he knows that this is probably Brian's swan song before he finally retires.
Or does some full-time retirement, whatever the hell he's doing. I have no idea. But it's interesting that the first half hour of Collision has been Bryan Danielson fantasy camp for the last couple of months. But anyway, one last thing, AEW, then we'll get to some WWE stuff because I do want to have some fun with this. But so it looks like, because we're obviously recording this before Dynamite Rampage this week, that they're splitting up the Triple Crown already? I mean, this big deal about Triple Crown, and they're splitting it up already because the AEW Continental Championship Crown, whatever the fuck we're calling it, is on the line against Okada on Dynamite this week. So I'm assuming Okada's winning.
Okay,
and, and then Kingston's also going to be defending the Ring of Honor Championship against Mark Briscoe with Supercard of Honor.
Which means he's winning.
Mark Briscoe was supposed to win the title a year ago, but then he got hurt. Like, this, right. Mark Briscoe was supposed to win the title at last year's Supercard of Honor. So
that would leave Eddie left with his New Japan title if things go...
Exactly. So it's interesting that they bring it up. How do you feel about this? Because we had this big deal about the Triple Crown, and now we're splitting it up randomly out of nowhere.
You know... basically confused because the way it was set up originally was basically to have all three belts defended at the one time. Now, if you're split it, I mean, are you doing this to get ratings for your product, or is it because you realize that putting all three titles together at one time was a pain in the ass?
How do you think?
Well, I mean, the New Japan title doesn't belong to him, so it would have been kind of hard to keep up with it anyway, in my opinion. But that Continental Crown Jewel title, whatever the fuck it's called, on top of the 80,000 titles they have already, it wasn't even necessary. So, like, I feel like this is just such a stupid title that just doesn't mean anything.
And we said it back, and I know I said it back when we had the tournament to start. I mean, the tournament happened, that it should have been like the G1, where you get a trophy, and the trophy leads to a title match. Like, that's what I thought we were doing. Right. I thought we were doing what it started, but no, it ended up being a title match.
If you listen to the way things are with this title, every year they're going to have a tournament to crown a new champion with this belt, and so that means until you have the tournament, this person has the title.
Exactly. That's what I thought we were going to do.
Well, what about that stupid Owen Hart title or whatever? Did you show it that one time and
happens.
Okay, I'm actually okay with that because they're not defending it. That was just an award for winning the tournament. And then you get a title shot. That's what that was. And I understood that. Right. And that made sense to me.
Right.
Like, I have zero problem with that because it's not a real title. They never acknowledged it as a real title. It was an award for winning the tournament.
Correct.
And that's
more like a prestige. It's a prestige title where basically you don't
defend
it.
Absolutely. That's A-OK. That's 100% fine. You know? It's not real. You know?
This particular title just gets more confusing and more bogged down that eventually what I see happening is this going to be eliminated.
Or, again, it should have been, as we joked about when it happened, but now I'm being more serious about it now, it should have been an actual crown. They should have an actual crown. Because in England, you couldn't defend it, and it was just one, and then you award yourself something, whatever the hell the champion, whatever the hell the award was.
And then you got a contract in the briefcase for...
Or whatever it was. Match. Whatever it was. Like, whatever the thing was supposed to be for. That's what it should have been.
Or $10 million.
Ooh.
Something like that. Like, something ridiculous. So, all right. We'll talk more about that next week and whatnot. So, here we go. So, instead of getting into all the WrestleMania stuff, because this is no point in us going through things. Instead, I figured, let's have a little bit of fun here and look back at the last couple of weeks, because I couldn't, we didn't have time last week because of all the stuff we were talking about. Rock and Cody. We've been talking about it. We've been discussing it. But I actually have some clips for us. I went through, did a little bit of research and had some fun. Of the last month of television, last 3 weeks of TV. Now, I'll start us off from when I was in the hospital and I was just relaxing. And all of a sudden, I'm just going through my phone and before I begin this, I'm going to say this. For no reason are you going to hear any, except for one clip from Rock's 21-minute monologues on Instagram. I do not have the patience to go through 21-minute monologues on Instagram that I can't even fast-forward through on my phone. I can't even fast-forward through them to edit clips. So this first clip is from one of those, but I didn't isolate this. Somebody else did.
Okay.
Cody Rhodes, from the bottom of my heart, man to man, fuck your story.
So... There's that.
Yay.
That's first things first.
Fuck them kids.
So that's interesting to me.
Fuck them kids.
So.
So I who shall mad at today?
So.
Let's see who shall hate it today.
So I have zero problem with the fuck your story. I think that's pretty funny. So last week we were discussing the whole like in the ring end of SmackDown that went off the air abruptly because they didn't know how to run out of time. And for those who missed it,
your dad, the American dream, one of the Rock's heroes, is looking down. Isn't it true that you're the youngest of three? And isn't it true that your sister was a cheerleader for the Dallas Cowboys? And isn't it true that your brother is a Hall of Famer, future Hall of Famer. Yeah, and you're 20 years younger than your siblings. Is that right? You know why? Because you were a mistake.
Shit.
Let him go. Let him go.
Yeah, Dad, you say something. Go ahead.
So, I kind of like where Cody got the slap because now it was Rock got the slap in for the press conference, and Cody got it in on a show. So
that's what she said.
CEO, CDO.
CDO.
I did not. Wow, Sal, we've been doing this way too long. We've been doing this way too damn long.
So now we're even at a slap apiece. So where does it go from there?
So I have to. That was too damn funny. So I did not expect that. That was very funny. Anyway. So that was that. And by the way, so what's funny about that whole promo is the we didn't discuss last week. Cody's sister went on Twitter and was like, "What the fuck? What the fuck's wrong with you, Rock? Why are you bringing this up on television? It's not even true." And then he also left out a sibling. By the way, apparently Rock left out a sibling as well. Through the whole big thing that he was like going nuts about. So Dustin Rhodes, AEW's Dustin Rhodes,
like you do,
fuck the Rock. Fuck the Rock.
Went on his Twitter page and decided to just blatantly. He's apparently just some like tag belts that he's involved in his indie company. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I don't care enough to really look into this. What am I doing to care? But randomly in the video, he's like zoom in on these belts and just looked at the camera.
Fuck the Rock.
I'm like, well done, Dustin. No comment needed. Well done. So last Friday,
I started a trend, by the way. It all started with Cody Rhodes.
Fuck Cody Rhodes.
Well, there's the one promo where Rock mentions his mom. And you can tell when
you're right,
Rock...
You're right over there. Hang on.
Fuck them kids.
I'm a trendsetter. Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
Fuck them kids.
Fuck Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes, from the bottom of my heart, man to man, fuck your story.
Fuck the Rock.
That was great. Continue. Oh, hang on, hang on. Hang on a second. Everyone's frozen. Okay, we're back.
That basically left the sore spot with Cody. So now my question is, as they're doing these promos, I'm sure they had to get some sort of okay that, okay, we're going to do this, and we're going to bring this out. And I don't know, does Cody tell his family ahead of time that they're going to be mentioned in the promo?
Well, that being said, perfect segue. Perfect segue. You don't even see my notes. That's the best part. You don't even have my, because it's not in the run sheet. I have separate notes for this. So very, well done. Okay. You don't even see my notes in front of me. Well done on the segue.
Thank you.
So last week on SmackDown, for those who missed SmackDown for whatever reason, because I don't know who the hell is not watching SmackDown right now, because it's almost 3 million viewers watched SmackDown last week. for real. Like almost 3 million people watched SmackDown last week.
There's still 7 million less than Mosaney's contract.
But it's just funny to me. Like, apparently, by the way, somebody saw the ratings were broken down. And Rock's promo, yeah, fantastic ratings for Rock's promo at the beginning of the show. But, like, the main event only lost, like, 60,000 viewers by the main event of the show. So that's really impressive for SmackDown. That's really, really impressive knowing that Rock was only going to be in the first half hour of the show. So, anyway, so Rock opens the show with the Rock concert on Friday.
What do you do?
And that was, so it's been 21 years since we last had a Rock concert. which is insane when you think about it from that perspective. Absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. It's been 21 years since we did this last. And the last time we did this, Rock has a guitar and he's playing, doing his thing. Well, this time we're in Memphis and the Rock apparently forgot he was supposed to be a heel. And he came out and started playing to the crowd and saying, "I'm home in Memphis." Like, he's doing this whole, like, big promo, which threw everybody off. We threw everything off. And, has a freaking guitarist and a harmonica standing by the announce table ready to go for the Rock concert. And he has his lyrics in front of him. Like, he's doing, like on a freaking, like, thing in front of a piano.
On a music,
like,
stand.
On a music stand in front of a piano. Like, it was so ridiculous what he did for this. And I'm not going to play everything because it's too much. And a lot of it wasn't, it was funny, but it wasn't worth us talking about. It really wasn't worth it. But continuing on from what Dad said about Cody's family, this was set.
Well, here's a little story about how Cody was born. This is historically accurate, as all of the Rock stories are historically accurate. Dusty's youngest son was just what he feared. He tried to raise him right, but he turned out too weird.
By the way, when he said too weird, he put a picture of Stardust on the screen. I want to throw that out there.
Yes, they did.
Let's make a note of that.
That's when Dusty said with total frustration that drugs and cheap condoms was a bad combination. I know it keeps Cody awake to know he wasn't planned and he was a mistake. It's okay, Cody. The important thing is you're here now.
So again, I gotta give credit where it's due. And I said this to Dad. I was entertained. I was really entertained by The Rock. The problem was it wasn't a heel promo. This is not a heel promo. It's not. It's just funny. Like, it's just really entertaining. That's the problem.
I think that was Rock's version of stand-up comedy, like, but
it was weird. And by the way, there was one, like, I don't have a clip of it, but where he calls out Seth and says his wife is more popular than him and put the picture of Becky and Seth up from Becky's book. Up on the screen. Like,
yeah.
Oh, with the titles and nothing else?
That was a different one. It was a marrying, like, matching pajamas up on the screen.
The living clown emoji?
I think even Rock knew that he could put that picture up on Fox. Like, if it was on USA Network, you'd probably get away with it. Because we're on Fox, that might have been a little too far.
Can I just mention something else? I don't know who's picking out Rock's wardrobe.
Oh, no, those are actually, no, I can tell you. Oh, no, I can tell you. I can tell you the answer to your question. Yeah. Those are just him calling back to the 03 Rock. Those are the exact same outfits he wore in 03. Just they upgraded it because of his muscles. Those are the exact same outfits from 03.
It is goddamn ugly shirts.
Yeah, that's what those are from. Yeah. They were a combination of the Rock 90s and 2003 Hollywood Rock. That's what those
I
are.
I wouldn't go out and purchase those shirts on purpose. I'm sorry. I mean, they look like somebody threw up in them and you just spread it all over the material.
But hey, that's what that is. It's actually a callback to himself.
Oh, got it.
But the funny part is, like, apparently the first week he came out was supposed to be an outfit from, like, 2003. Then he realized he can't fit in it anymore because he has more muscles than he did in 2003. So that's why it was open and not closed. That's why it was open.
Trying to bring back the fanny pack there, Rockster.
Give him time. Give him time. During him, he'll probably pull something off. So the other thing came from the Rock concert. It wasn't even sung. Because, again, it was the crowd was so behind it that it didn't feel like a heel promo at all. That was the problem. The crowd was so behind it. And it didn't help. By the way, as the guitarist and the harmonica guy are getting into it, and they're like, yeah, Rock. Yeah. We agree. Yeah. What's going on?
Well,
that didn't help. That didn't help things. Like,
didn't the musicians he used were like Grammy nominated?
Something like that. The problem is, I don't have a clue who these people are because I don't listen to country music anymore as much as they used to. So, like, I don't know who these people are. You'd be lucky I know who Jelly Roll is at this point. Like, people like that. You know what I mean? Like, but, anyway, so then the Rock finishes the concert and he starts cutting the promo, that said, about Cody's mom. And, because Cody brought up his mom on Monday. And he gives Raw, or he gives Cody some shit for crying on Raw, which Sal, by the way, also did. And he gives Rock shit for he gives Cody shit for crying on Raw. And then he goes and says, "We're gonna beat you on night one, and then on night two, I hope your mom's sitting in the front row because I'm gonna take my belt and I'm gonna whip you with it, and your blood's gonna be all over the belt, and I'm gonna hand it to her crying and all that kind of stuff." So then he finishes that whole promo with this.
Because then, The Rock is gonna whisper in your ear, Mama Rhodes. And with all the blood on your son's belt here, and your tears on that belt, The Rock is gonna whisper in your ear, he's gonna wipe your tears away, and he's gonna say, Michelle, what can I say except you're welcome?
Oh, yay!
Even I was in shock. I was like, he did not.
We had to link it up with a Disney song from Moana.
I could not believe it that he tied together a character that everybody knows. A song that everybody knows. A children's song. He turned into a heel promo. Well done, Rock. I give him credit. Well done for that one.
Doesn't he have to get permission to utilize that Disney?
I think because he's the producer of the new Moana movie, he probably doesn't have to. Because he's the producer of the new Moana movie.
Yeah, but
the live action?
The live action one next year, he's the producer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So like I think he's fine. I think he's good with that now. Like
so and then him referring to himself as the final boss.
Yes. That was another thing.
In a Jackie Chan movie?
Here's the thing. Have no problem with that, honestly. I personally have no problem with the final boss thing because at the end of the day, really The Rock is higher than Roman. And he is the final boss of the Samoan family. Like, I understand the logic behind it. Well, I just wish there was more setup for it. He didn't just say it. Like, it's right. Known. Because it was the first time he said it, and everyone's like, wait, what? What did he say? Like, what?
Because now there's a little bit of confusion. If Roman's ahead of the table, how are you the final boss?
Yeah, we'll get to Roman. I have a thought at the end of all this. So then Monday Night Raw. Cody goes on Twitter and says, I apologize for what's about to happen. And I'm like,
okay.
Cody, what you got up your sleeve? What the hell do you have up your sleeve? So before I get to the clips, there's one thing I don't have the clips, but Cody goes and says, you talk about my mom. Well, my mom is one of the toughest people I ever meet to the point where she got into she got into a fight with somebody at an undercover cop at a concert. Which I want to know that story. I want to know that story. I really do. But and then she goes and says nothing scares her, and then goes and says, "Rock, I know your mom, and she's a nice person." I cracked up. I'm like, you just turned around and played nice. I'm like, that might be the best response I've ever heard. You talk shit about my mom, I'm going to talk nice about your mom. I'm like, that was one of the nicest kind of responses I've ever heard.
That definitely paints the picture that.
Cody's a loser. Base,
and Rock is the heel.
Cody Rhodes.
So, Cody gets to the mic. The crowd is behind him. Sold out crowd on Monday. And at the clips. By the way, I would like to thank Cody. It was Cody and The Rock for these little clips being just under a minute each, which I greatly appreciate for editing purposes and for the show purposes. So thank you for that. Like all these little sound bites are under a minute, which I thank for. Thanks for. As a matter of fact, I think this is the longest clip we have of all of them right here. This is the longest one. So Cody opens up the promo talking about Rock, and he actually addresses TKO in the promo. Talked about the board, talked about the behind-the-scenes people, all this kind of stuff. But then opens up, because The Rock apparently dropped another Instagram video, another 20-minute Instagram video that I did not watch. And I tried to get a clip from here, but like I don't feel like hearing him saying, everything's great. How was your week? That's actually how the video starts. How was your week? My week was great. That's actually how the video starts. I'm like, really, Rock? So anyway.
Big of old.
Rock. So this is how the promo started. This is how everything started on Monday. You knew we were in for fun, because this is how things started.
Rock referred to himself as our favorite heel.
Which, by the way, is not true. Sal's our favorite heel. Just want to throw that out there.
Okay.
A little bit of an insider term. We're not dumb. We know what that means. That means he's the bad guy. So I've known some heels. Bobby Heenan was a heel, Arn Anderson was a heel, Michael Hayes was a heel, superstar Billy Graham was a heel, the Nature Boy Ric Flair was a heel. Rock, I don't think you're a heel. I think you're an asshole.
He can't say that. There's little children that like him.
That was out. By the way, this is the top of the second hour of the show. This is not even the third hour. This is the top of the second hour.
So I give it a promo 2 thumbs up.
This is how it started. This is how things start. They're literally a minute into the promo when he dropped the asshole. I'm like, okay, this is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. I did not expect to hear Cody cursing on Monday Night Raw. Not at all.
Here's the thing for Cody to explain this, okay, sarcasm, is that maybe there are some people that don't think Rock is a heel yet.
I don't think he is at all, actually. Honestly, I think he's playing a character. I don't think Rock is actually a heel. I think he's playing a character at this point.
And
we're like,
thing is,
Drew McIntyre, that's right. A heel. He's right. A heel. Like, he legitimately, yeah, one of the best heels in WWE. We discussed it last week. Rock, yeah, and I hate to say this, Rock is not even at the level of Drew McIntyre right now when it comes to being a heel.
I think Rock's so doing a character so over the top, I think people kind of look at it as, he's not a heel. He's a wannabe heel, but he's not a complete heel.
So, this continues. And Sal, I can tell Sal has not heard this yet, which is actually fine. It's actually fine.
I did not.
Absolutely fine. I sent you the link last night, but I knew you were playing video games, so you probably weren't getting around to watching it. So, so, this is the next clue clip.
Rock.
Oh, by the way, so this is after Cody goes and says, the TKO board says that you're the top person. You put on your Gucci shirt and everyone's like, you got muscles, you're gonna save the company, all this kind of stuff. And he's this is the response to what this is.
Rock, damn, my man, you're a lot of things. You're a lot of wonderful things. You are the Brahma Bull. You are the great one. Hell, I got a pair of tennis shoes with your logo on it, Rock. You're the only guy that I will ever stand across from in the ring that I can honestly say is a Mount Rushmore wrestler. But Rock, you are also a terrible salesman, a carny succubus, and for those who don't know what that means, you're a whiny bitch.
Well, I think we got that defined.
Sal, your reaction?
Doesn't he like kiss babies and shake hands every day? Like, what is he doing?
No, he's flexing in front of small infants.
I loved it. Like, wait, what? Where did that come from? The crowd, by the way, was so behind it because you did not expect this from Cody. You did not expect this from him. It was a nice surprise. Like, it was a very nice surprise.
Rock goes out in public with the infants and he goes, look, see, I got goosebumps on my arm.
Which, by the way, I that's so silly. Oh, trust me, Sal. I got another one for you. I didn't expect from Cody. This feels like a line that The Rock would say or John Cena would say. Not Cody. didn't expect from Cody.
And April 6th, the bell is going to ring. And what happens, Rock, when the bell rings, right? Are you going to bring the great one? Are you going to be the hero that I had growing up? Are you going to have all that big Dwayne energy? Or is it just going to be LDS, Little Dick Syndrome?
The pure innocent Cody Rhodes has now been upgraded to edgy Cody Rhodes.
By the way, sound reaction made it for me. That was amazing reaction.
Which is borderline PG-13R.
By the way, the crowd did start chanting LDS, by the way, right after that. But yeah.
It's just like Mrs. Ball.
I love your reaction, Sal. That was amazing.
He can't say that.
Well, he did.
He kisses babies and gives his stupid little weight belt to 5-year-olds.
But he did say that.
He did.
He said it.
He can't say that.
So then we fight it. We finish up. And then Dad brought up the final boss thing earlier. I had a clip. I have a clip of Cody addressing the final boss thing.
You have referred to yourself as the final boss. Kudos to Brian Gewirtz for that nickname. Perhaps you are the actual, literal final boss. Perhaps I'm too naive to see that. But at WrestleMania, I don't think you're going to be the final boss. At WrestleMania, I think you're just Roman's side chick.
Side chick.
Who is Brian Gewirtz anyway?
Brian Gewirtz was a writer back in WWE back in the IC era. He actually wrote a really, really good book last year talking about the behind the scenes WWE. And he's also Rock's personal writer. He's Rock's personal writer. Rock actually hired him as his personal writer and advisor after WWE fired him about 5 years ago. So he actually is Rock's personal guy. And by the way, for those who have not read his book, by the way, it's a fantastic read. This is the audio version. It's really, really good. Especially if you want to hear behind the scenes of Rock Cena, the whole Rock Cena thing. Go back at that. It was that fantastic behind the scenes of that. Like, if you want behind the scenes work, that was fantastic. But that's where Brian Gewirtz is. It's a very big deal. The fact that this is the first time ever, though, his name has ever dropped in WWE television. Ever?
Right.
Ever?
Okay.
And Brian Gewirtz went on Twitter right after this. But by the way,
I like this last sentence, by the way.
So, by the way, I want to know, though, why Pharaoh keeps getting shots at this. I have no idea why Pharaoh keeps getting attacked and all this stuff, because Rock attacked Pharaoh. I don't know why everyone's attacking Pharaoh. I have zero clue why. By the way, Pharaoh showed up to Raw wearing a bandana that said Rock is a cat. But it was a cat logo, so it came across as Rock is a pussy, which hysterical. Absolutely hysterical, by the way, for that. That was very funny.
Okay.
So Brian Gewirtz, literally right after this promo, goes and says, "Final boss isn't anything I came up with. The Rock calls himself that because he is that. If it makes you feel better, Cody, I was the first to tell him about your spectacularly stupid, goofy-ass dog."
They're just jealous because Pharaoh gets more attention than they do.
Pharaoh had a t-shirt in AEW, which is always funny to me. It still makes me laugh. So,
you know,
that is Cody of the Rock.
It spoiled grapes because I'm sure that Pharaoh doesn't want to interact with the Rock because he doesn't want to smell Rock shit. But that's just my viewpoint.
So I have a problem. We're going back and forth about Rock and Cody. Sal, and I know you hate to say this, what is the main event of Night 2 of WrestleMania?
Cody Roman.
Exactly! That's the problem! So, the main event of WrestleMania.
Can I add to that really quick before Dad says anything?
Go ahead.
What about Bayley?
Okay, Bayley is doing her own thing. She was the main eventing SmackDown this past week. Her and that whole story like the main event SmackDown this week.
But she's a Rumble winner.
I agree with it.
Where's that storyline?
My opinion, and I actually have an opinion on this, and this is not just Bayley. I've been saying this for years. Since we had two Rumbles and we have two Nights of Mania, I've said this last year too. The Rumble winners should main event Night 1 and Night 2. If Roman's going to main event Night 2, the Rumble winner faces Roman at Night 2. Mm-hmm. And then the women's Royal Rumble winner should be the main event in Night 1. I've been saying that since we went to two nights.
Right.
Unless you have some exception to the rule, like, say, Stone Cold Steve Austin's return. That I understood being the main event of Night 1 a couple of years ago, but it's Stone Cold Steve Austin. I understood that. And even then, the tag team title being the main event last year, I thought that was pretty damn cool, but it could have, you could have flip-flopped it and had Rhea versus Charlotte because Rhea won the Royal Rumble. Like, you could have flip-flopped it and no one would have complained. But no, I'm with you, Sal, on that 100%. Like, I am with you. Why is Bayley in the background of all this as the Royal Rumble winner? Like, I agree with you on that.
Just to kind of put things in perspective, how you're hyping up the promos of Rock and Cody, but Cody is facing Roman Knight too.
Absolutely.
So, do these promos that both of them are cutting, doesn't that overshadow the main event for Night 2?
That's 100% what I was about to say. 100%. Like, and now, again, going to SmackDown this week, personally, going to SmackDown this week, Rock is not advertised. Cody and Roman are advertised, and they're going to have a confrontation. And after this whole promo that Cody cut, Cole Heyman came out and got on the ring apron. And by the way, Cody, remember a couple of weeks ago on Raw, Cole Heyman came out with the security team, the quote-unquote New York City Police Department, quote-unquote. And Cody said, no, don't get in the ring. I don't look in the ring. Cody changed his tune on this one and said, you are a Hall of Famer, Paul Heyman. You have all rights to get in the ring with me if you want to. I'm like, well played. Well played. But Paul decided not to. But he had the option now. Like, Cody gave him the option this time.
Right.
But Paul got on the ring apron and told Cody, Roman will be on Friday Night SmackDown, on SmackDown this week. But the only person in the bloodline that will be by his side will be me. And I'm not exactly a physical threat. And the deal with Cody was nobody could come. Nobody should be should come with you. So come to SmackDown by yourself. Roman will come without with only me, and we'll have a conversation in the ring. And I think that will be where we more concentrate on Cody versus Roman.
So they're gonna reel it back in.
Like, well, I get it. Yeah, they're gonna reel things back in on SmackDown this week. To actually, you know, concentrate on the actual main event of WrestleMania, which is Cody Roman. Like,
that kind of makes sense, because if you'd have Rock continue this, then you're still overshadowing that match between the two.
Yeah, and then on next week's show, we will obviously talk about that, because I do want to, obviously, we'll, even though it's our Pound It show and we'll have other things going on, I will want to talk about my experience at SmackDown, because it's a big show. Like, at the end of the day, this is one of the biggest SmackDowns I've been to in years, like, by far. Like,
here's my issue, and I don't know if anyone else is that you have brought Rock into this and is intertwining himself in or interjecting himself into this thing. So my thing is, we all know what Rock has done in the past for WWE, and he's gone on to other vehicles. That's great. Everyone knows about The Rock. Fantastic. But my thing is, when you bring The Rock in, and with his popularity and everything, there is always going to be that cloud that's hanging over Roman going, Rock's getting more attention than you. Rock's getting this more than you. He's getting more than you think he is. So why don't you, like, kind of step inside with The Rock and kind of tell Rock, you know, slow your roll there, buddy. This is my show. This is my house. This is my match. It's not yours. It's not just you. It's us. And you're basically kind of like flapping your lips. So why don't you shut it and let me say something?
In response, I do want to say something. And here's my issue. And it's all been doing predictions on how WrestleMania weekend is going to go. And we'll get into ours in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
That Rock's going to turn on Roman. And we're going to get to Roman versus Rock at SummerSlam. Apparently, the movie studios are getting smart to The Rock. Because Rock apparently has a movie starting right after Mania, and they put in his contract that he can't wrestle until after the filming is done. After Mania, they actually put it in the contract.
Wait, repeat that.
After Mania, Rock is filming a movie. I forgot what movie it is, but apparently the movie studios are getting smart to Rock, knowing what he's actually paying attention to The Rock. Unlike back in, like, the last time he did a run, he actually paying attention to him, saying you can't wrestle a match while you're filming this movie.
I mean, that's understandable.
And so, like, it sounds like
you don't want him injured.
He was supposed to wrestle in Saudi Arabia. He was supposed to have the next Saudi Arabia show. Rock was supposed to wrestle on that show, and he's no longer allowed to. So
right.
Then it sounds like if they're doing Roman Rock, it'll have to be a SummerSlam at the earliest. Based on Roman's schedule and Rock's now movie schedule. The earliest
they can get. Well, yeah, because they don't want to jeopardize their
I think it's smart. No, I think it's actually smart. Yeah. Remember what happened at WrestleMania 29 where Rock got hurt and he had to delay the Hercules filming because Rock got hurt. Like, it's smart. Like, I'm not even saying it's a bad thing from the movie studio. They think it's absolutely intelligent. But I'm just throwing it out there. I heard that yesterday. So, like...
It's basically guaranteed insurance that
It's very smart. It's
your actor is not going to do something that's going to jeopardize his...
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah, no, I'm just throwing it out there as something that just got announced yesterday. That came out yesterday. So that the movie studios are actually starting to pay attention to what Rock is doing. So...
Because if it's part of the contract, it's in the clause, and he does something against it, then they can go after him for breach of contract.
Absolutely. Absolutely, 100%. Yep. So that's where we'll end things here. By the way, I want to throw something out. TNA just announced so TNA is running the 2300 Arena this weekend.
Okay.
For TV tapings. For TV tapings this weekend for the next month of shows. And they just announced Nick Nemeth versus Alex Shelley.
Holy crap.
Damn. That was that match for this weekend. Like, holy shit. That's a huge match for this is for TV. This is for an Impact show. This is for Impact. For television, for a pay-per-view or anything. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, damn. You're the winner for that poll.
Damn. Hold for hold. Let's see who's going to come
They just announced that. Like, during the show, they announced that. Like, I'm just going to wait until we were done with the WWE talk, and I'll bring it up here.
That is going to be... a phenomenal match.
Like, damn, we're good on TNA for that poll. Well done. Well done there. So, all right. On that being note, let's wrap things up here. Dad, what are we closing the show with? Okay, before I even know, I'm going to stop a second. Before I even do this, I text Dad. Sal, we've been doing wrestling themes at WrestleMania, for the WrestleMania month for the last 6 years. We've been doing the same thing for 6 years. I text Dad last night as I'm doing the run sheet, and I go and say, I need an outro. And he throws me a normal song. I then respond back to him, and I say, we need a wrestling closer. And he goes and says, Kingdom, Cody's the only, can we stay away from the WrestleMania main event so we can open, so we know we can save them for the rest of the day after showing up the WrestleMania? Can we save them for that? This was the last night of putting together the run sheet. So, like, there you go. Anyway, so what are we actually closing the show with, Dad? Go.
Hey, Jimmy Hart, the Common Man Boogie, better known as the entrance music for... Dusty, the American Dream Rhodes.
Oh, geez. There you go. So, Sal, get out of here. Go.
For more information on our show, including where you can find us on social media or tell us how bad our body odor is on TikTok, or watch the show on YouTube, among other things, go to our website, theblakeandsalshow.com, and please don't forget to tell us we smell and we will read it on the show.
By the way, I want to make a note. I have multiple notes. For clips on my phone right now. So multiple notes. So it's gonna be fun for clips later. Dad, say your thing.
Hey, as always, it's been your pleasure. And if you happen to have a local independent wrestling organization where you live at, please patronize these people, because these are the young men and women coming up in the world of professional wrestling sports entertainment. They want to show you what they can do as far as their moveset, their promos on the mic, their character gimmick. And they want to have that whole package presented to you because they want to see how you react, so that gauges on how they basically proceed in their career to reach that brass ring to get into a major wrestling organization. As always, do it as a responsible adult. We all have to get along. We got one world. Let's just kind of make it a little bit nicer, okay? So please, just do that.
By the way, so we always make
fun of public, in public, if you will.
So we always make fun of Dad for his spiels, but it's a whole different thing when he does the whole spiel with this merry music going on in the background. It's a whole different thing. It's actually really funny to hear him doing this spiel with the music going on in the background. So anyway, next week, as I said earlier, Wednesday, we will be live for our 500th show. Come join us for our 11th anniversary 500th show, a lunch hour show for everybody to come join us and have some fun with us. Well, I will have a Zoom link up for everybody if you want to jump into the chat and have some fun with us. And we will have a live chat, a live live thing going on Facebook. You can.
We're looking at you, quick. Critch.
Yeah, so come join us. It'll be a lot of fun. Plus, I'll talk about how SmackDown went and other stuff going on in the wrestling world.
One question, Mr. Moderator. Are we going to have special guests?
I'm working on things. If not, we'll definitely have some for Mania Week, but for this week, I think we'll see what happens.
He's reaching out to Critch as we speak.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I want to make sure that I don't shower for a week.
Critch,
we will.
Today.
We will find where you're at. We will send an elite commando unit, drag you out of that dungeon basement you live in, smell your pits, and then hose you down with a bar of soap to wash up.
He lives with his mother. It's not going to be that hard to find him.
By the way, I want you to know the music stepmother. Is still playing in the background during all this. This is absolutely fucking hysterical. So, all right, let's get out of here. We'll see everybody live on Wednesday. I'm Blake.
I'm Sal.
I'm Mark.
And you're listening to the Blake and Sal Show with Mark. Have a good day, everybody.
We love you guys. Please give us some feedback. Besides Critch.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you so very much. Goodbye. Mwah. And good night.
Bye-bye, bitch.